This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a special guest, a winner of Black Unicorn Awards because he's building what can be much more than a billion-dollar company. Stu Schauerman is the CEO of KnowBefore.
Glad to be here.
Stu, welcome.
Thank you.
You are on, it's like a rocket ship of growth. How do you do it? And tell us what problem you're solving, because this kind of growth only comes from really solving big cybersecurity issues.
All right, let me start with the problem. We don't solve any problem. You might say, what?
I was about to.
KnowBefore actually manages the ongoing problem of social engineering. So we help employees to make smart security decisions. And organizations, both for-profit and non-profit, become a SaaS customer. They get a subscription, and they train their employees to not fall for hacker tricks.
Hacker tricks are more than phishing attacks, right?
It is everything related to social engineering. So that could be someone walking in the door with a thumb drive. Oh, I spilled coffee all over my resume. Could you please print a fresh copy of my resume? And the moment somebody does that, you're owned.
That's an amazing example. So we're talking about the things that Kevin Mitnick is famous for doing and understanding. And if you can't think like, let's call it the burglar who breaks in the front door with, you know, the picking the locks, mm-hmm. how can you be a good locksmith?
You have to think like the attacker. Kevin has been instrumental in creating a bunch of our training content. And so we help organizations really manage that ongoing problem of social engineering. So no solution as such, because if you stop doing this, 3 months later, your employees become click happy again and ransomware essentially takes over your network and shuts you down. That is one of the risks.
So KnowBefore provides training, tools, some things that are interesting related to compliance. Can you tell us about a compliance dashboard or system you've built?
Well, if you look at the KnowBefore platform, we have a combination of phishing, shortly called phishing because it's really phishing, smishing, and vishing, to be precise, and the training side. That's an integrated platform. We also have a thing called KCM, which used to stand for the KnowBefore Compliance Manager, but has been growing into a full GRC suite. So it really, in a nutshell, KCM allows you to get through an audit in half the time and half the cost.
That's amazing. Now, I have gone to a lot of trade shows in my career, but I went to KB4Con for the first time, and everybody I talked to said this is the best event they've ever been to for learning something in cybersecurity. How did you pull that off? What's going on at that event, and when do you do that event?
KB4Con is once a year. It's for KnowBefore customers, and we treat it as a full professional event with world-class speakers to make sure that our customers learn as much as possible. Obviously, we also have labs where they can talk with their customer success manager or with our tech team, and they all come back much more able to build that famous human firewall.
Now, that's the key. Most companies focused on the front door is my network firewall or my traffic cop. Then they started talking about the asset cop, the IoT security, or the NAC device. There's a lot of time and money going into EDR tools and SOAR. Mm-hmm. You're talking about people.
Yes, all these different layers of your OSI model you need. You have your seven layers. You also, though, need your eighth layer, which is your human firewall, because ultimately, at least 10% of the phishing emails, they make it through all your filters. They wind up in the inbox of your employee, and you need, as your last line of defense, a human firewall that sees something fishy and clicks on the fish alert button so that that gets reported to your SOC. You truly need that last line of defense.
Do you think that this, they call it shadow IT, and identity and access management. Do you think this is one of the weaker areas where training will help? Where they're not trying to steal the company records, they just happen to put it in a place that it doesn't belong?
Now, shadow IT is a problem in itself. And there is an authentication problem with that. There's also your confidential files sitting somewhere on someone's cloud, and you have no control. Mm-hmm. So training your employees to understand the principles of confidentiality, PII, those kinds of things, so that they can think with the potential risks connected to that, certainly helps. You also need policy and procedure, but the training is crucial.
How quickly can I deploy your solution and get training?
It depends.
Get that human firewall turned on.
Yeah, it depends a little bit on the size of your organization. Generally speaking, a small organization in a few hours. Really a large organization, a day or two.
Does this go out to market through MSSPs for small businesses, or is this a direct solution from know before to the client?
In the US, we have a direct sales force, but we are channel friendly. Mm-hmm. We have hundreds of MSPs and MSSPs that buy subscriptions in bulk and then roll it out to their own customers. Outside the US is channel only.
And so worldwide you're deployed?
Oh yeah, yeah. We have 20,000 customers worldwide.
Do any of the big customers brag about using you, or do they want to lay low because they're having less breach risk?
Just like any other security product, large customers tend to not say who they're using for good reason.
And what do you recommend our viewers do next?
I would say do a phishing security test. That's free. You upload 100 users, you send a test, and you find out what percentage of your users actually clicks. Usually that's an oh shit moment.
And this doesn't cost anything.
No, that's free. But you can use that as your catalyst to then go to management and say, we have a problem and we need to actually manage this problem.
That sounds great. So you've got to visit KNOWBE4.
Number four.com.
Get your free phishing test right away. I think there's a menu item that says free tools.
Yeah.
These guys are giving away free tools. What are you waiting for? And if you can turn on your human firewall with KnowBefore's help, you will not have the level of risk that you had yesterday of a breach. And guess what? We're all under attack. We're all at risk of a breach. Turn on the human firewall with KnowBefore.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.